The Long Center for the Performing Arts is the centerpiece of Austin's Lady Bird Lake Park. It opened in 2008 on the south bank of the Colorado River opposite downtown. It's home to the city's opera, ballet, and symphony. Also, it represents the rebirth of the Palmer Convention Center, built in 1959. That circular structure, crowned with a green dome, was an Austin icon, loved by some and scorned by others who thought it resembled the shell of a turtle. In 1993, Austin architect Stan Haas began advocating for the adaptive reuse of Palmer, which was losing productions to newer venues. Austin was booming in the mid-1990s, and an umbrella group of performing arts organizations formed to get a new center built. Local banker Joe Long and his wife Teresa Lozano Long provided the lead gift of $20 million in 1998, but there were setbacks. For instance, a $110 million plan with four theaters was scrapped after the dot-com bubble burst. In 2004, a $77 million plan including two theaters fit the bill. Austin architectural firms Team Haas and Zeidler Partnership were on board. Team Haas later was acquired by Nelson Partners. Architect Stan Haas wanted to reuse as much of the Palmer as possible. When he uncovered the old center's ring beam, he saw how that skeleton made a frame for the city. That ring beam is a thin white concrete plane which rests on concrete columns. Together, they frame downtown as a series of pictures, making the city center part of the show for every event. The Long Center has two theaters, one seats 2,400, the other up to 229 people. They're housed in a tall, box-like building clad in the green patinaed tiles that once covered the Palmer Center's dome. About 65% of the materials that made up the old center, glass, steel, and concrete, went into the new. There's something very Austin about that.